Welcome to the Full of Tracy Money Audio Commentary. This is Owen Tracy recording at 12:06 PM, that is Pacific Standard Time, and excuse me, Summer Time, and today is March 27th. And all the action today was in the currency markets. There's certainly something to talk about in Wall Street as well. But here's the Indian rupee, and it has strengthened really quite considerably since the beginning of December, when it was trading close to 69 to the dollar, and now it is closer to 65. So that is a substantial strengthening. But perhaps more important is the fact that it has broken the dollar's progression of higher reaction lows. It is strengthening now away from the trend mean. This is representative of a flight into the currency, that you have Modi's position as a dominant force in the political sphere, further strengthened by his win in Uttar Pradesh, that and then also the wide interest rate differential that you have for foreign investors, that 10-year yields are in the region of 6.5%, and you can't get anywhere close to that in a strong currency anywhere else. So that is certainly helping to strengthen the currency. The Nifty took its lead from what was happening on global stock markets, so it was down a bit in here today. Still consolidating in the region of this 9,000. It has so far held this move above 9,000, and with the rally that we've had on Wall Street off the lows in here today, there's the prospect that it will strengthen further. If we just stay with Asia for the moment, Premier Li Keqiang is in Australia at the moment, trying to stoke a more friendly trade agreement with Australia, and they have just signed this 5 billion investment in iron ore. China continuing to try and bring down its total cost of commodity imports. The Shanghai A shares were relatively unchanged today. They continue to hold this progression of higher reaction lows, and it's been a pretty incremental advance over the last while, but certainly advancing is better than declining. You also had the approval of the new head of the Chinese government, who is exactly who Beijing wanted. We've also seen here that the Hang Seng was a little bit down on the day. It wasn't able to hold its gains, but has so far this has been a pretty modest pullback. It was a and it, When we look at Wall Street, or Europe for that matter, it's a pretty similar story. Nothing in the way of downward dynamics, and the S&P 500 is down only 4 right now, but it was down quite a bit more than that at the beginning of the session. The Nasdaq has recouped the vast majority of its decline and is actually up on the day. So this has been really quite a shallow pullback so far. It's been aided by the fact that the dollar index has been weak, and it is now trading below 100. But you can also see that there is a tail on this candle, and the dollar has been weak on a quite broad-based basis for much of this month. So there is a short-term oversold condition, and there is the potential for some unwinding of that, and not least because we're in the region of the lower side of the range. If we're in the lower side of the range on the dollar index, we're at the upper side of the range versus the euro. And the euro is trading above 108. It was off its high in here today. It will need to hold this move above 108 if potential for additional upside is to be given the benefit of the doubt. Perhaps the most important factor, though, is that it has unwound now the overextension relative to the trend mean. This is a natural area for the euro to encounter resistance, and we couldn't be too surprised if we get some pullback and consolidation in this area. The yen has also strengthened to a new recovery high. It touched the psychological and round 110 level today and closed out around 110.6. Again, this is another area where we might anticipate that the dollar would find support. And the pound, which has been rallying pretty impressively and was up almost a full cent today, touched the 106, excuse me, 126 area. and it is also pretty close to the upper side of its range. So there is additional potential here for some consolidation, and not least because this is the week in which the UK will be activating that Article 50 of the Nice Treaty and setting off the timetable for their negotiations with the EU. And that does have the potential to represent a source of volatility for the UK stock market. The FTSE 350 was down a bit in here today, about 0.5%. It also finished off its low. So we're not getting anything in the way of downward dynamics. And in fact, this is a pretty impressive rebound for Wall Street in here today. I think what stands out for particular notice is the relative strength of the biotech index on the Nasdaq. That's a very clear bullish move today from that 3,000 level. And if we look at it on the weekly chart, it was an incredible breakout that we saw from 2011 onwards. And the index did experience a very sharp pullback, but it has held the majority of the breakout. And now we've seen that it has been firming within the range and has now found support around the 3,000 and the region of the trend mean. It is being led higher by immuno-oncology. There is a new cancer ETF, and CNCR is the ticker. It hasn't yet broken out, but it is also firming from the region of the trend mean, and it has held this progression of high reaction lows within the range for the last couple of months. And the other share that is perhaps tied to this is Editas, and that also firmed after what has been a short-term oversold condition. They own the majority of the intellectual property relating to CRISPR gene editing technology, and it is CRISPR that is enabling the quicker and cheaper pace of technological innovation within the biotech sector, and the very real potential that we could have commercialization of personal medicine, and most particularly as it is applied towards oncology within the short to medium term. I think that is one of the things that is contributing to the relative strength of the biotech sector, and that is quite apart from the potential that the Trump administration could streamline the drug approval process. There was also news today that there is, I think the company is called Impossible Foods. They're not yet listed, they're privately held, but they are anticipating opening capacity to create something in the region of 1 million burgers a month from plants. So it is a meat alternative. And that got me to look at the feeder cattle, and they were down today. That's been a pretty impressive rally so far this month, but it is now short-term overbought. If meat eaters can be encouraged to eat plants that taste like meat, then there is that represents a potential threat to the feeder cattle market. It's also a potential threat to the lean hogs market. And that is despite the fact that we've had a pretty big pullback on feeder cattle already, but then we had a very big pullback as well on lean hogs. But they have experienced a pretty impressive rebound, and now we're in a process of consolidation. So it is now a question of how well are they going to hold these moves. And this is not a market that is immune from the forces of technological innovation either. Then, when we look at the bond markets, the fact that we have had a rebound off the lows today is also being seen in the bond markets, where it was not able to hold its high. It has staged a pretty impressive rally over the last 2 weeks. It's unwound much of that oversold condition, so it is coming back now into a region where there is potential for resistance. The another way of thinking about it is that the easy part of the advance and that failed downside break has already occurred, and the going gets a little bit tougher from here. When we look at the consistency of the S&P 500's advance, then reactions so far have been limited to being pretty shallow affairs. There is still a great deal of support for the market, not least because, despite the fact that the Trump administration and the Republicans were unable to pass their health care bill, and I think we could say, and that's a good news story considering that it was a deeply flawed bill, that has not deterred investors, that they still believe that this is a buying opportunity, that this is a market where you buy the dips. So far, the reaction has been reasonably shallow, and the index is still trading above its 200-day moving average. Even if it were to pull back further, it would still be in a bullish environment, provided it's trading above the trend mean. So far, I think that we are still in a reactionary phase, that there is still the likelihood that it will revert to the mean, but it may not do so in a dynamic fashion, that we could be presented with more ranging over the next couple of months than sharp reactions. And of course, the sharp reactions cannot be ruled out either, but it is continuing to look like a reaction within an overall bullish environment. And I think with that, I will leave you for today and wish all the best to all of you.